Christmas is the best of times and the worst of times. So says Charles Dickens. And we've been on both sides of that. Who hasn't rolled their eyes about mid-October when the department stores bring out that artificial Christmas tree and set it on display? And how irritating it is this time of year when we try to drive around with all the extra traffic and then to go into shopping malls or try to find anything, especially when it has nothing to do with Christmas and you have to park a quarter of a mile away just to get the carton of milk. And Christmas letters. Sometimes we write Christmas letters to people that, well, we haven't written to since last Christmas. And there's some of you out there that went home a few weeks ago and realized you're the only one on the block that hasn't put up your Christmas lights, and you kind of feel pressured and guilt into that. Experiences and maybe obligations like that sometimes make us feel like it's the worst of times. But despite those challenges, I tend to lean on Christmas is the best of times. Here in Central Oregon, we had the Jingle Bell Run right there, right along with a great parade. And my goodness, Christmas time this season, it's college bowl time. And there's so many great bowl games. There's one some can watch, the team from Eugene. But Oregon State's in the bowl game this year. And that's the one that most of us will be tuned in on. Sights and sounds and colors. And who doesn't love kids who just light up during this time of year? But the thing that makes it special to me is the music. I just love Christmas music, and obviously you do too, because here we've got unbelievable Christmas music tonight. And one of the reasons I love Christmas music is because they're singing our song. They sing our song about our Savior, O little town of Bethlehem, joy to the world, the Lord has come. They sing those songs everywhere we go. What other time of the year do they sing our songs? In grocery stores or the dentist office or the elevator or high school concerts? Every radio station you turn on, they're singing our song about our Savior. I love this time of year. It's the best of times. But what's at the core of that? What's at the core that makes it the best of times? I think the answer to that is God's gift to us, Jesus Christ, who brought us salvation to all humanity. I never get tired of what I think is the best Christmas verse in the Bible. Though I've heard it many times, it's got to be the best verse. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, Christmas, that whoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life. On that first Christmas, on that first night in Bethlehem, God put in motion a plan that was established before the foundation of the world. And what was that plan? The plan was to give us the best possible gift, eternal life, provided by his Son, Jesus, who came to us on that Christmas because we couldn't go to him. There was a cavern or a gap called sin that kept us from that. But once Christmas came, it gave us free access to all that God offers. And it didn't stop in the manger. Jesus grew up, and he went from the cradle to the cross. Christmas. Christmas is a gift of forgiveness. It's a gift of grace. It's a gift to us that God opened up wide and invited us in. And maybe this Christmas, we ought to do the same. Maybe this Christmas, we ought to look to give forgiveness. Maybe we ought to give a gift of grace. Maybe we ought to open ourselves up and our homes up like God did for us. Rabbi Michael Wiesner sure did. Michael Wiesner and his family, shortly after they moved to Lincoln, Nebraska, began to get hate mail and harassed. mainly from a guy by the name of Larry Trapp. Now, Larry Trapp sent them white supremacy messages and anti-Semitism and bigotry over and over again. Now, Larry Trapp was a self-proclaimed Nazi and a Ku Klux Klan member. In fact, 42-year-old Larry Trapp believed that his apartment was the headquarters of the Ku Klux Klan, and he was the Grand Dragon. He lived alone, partially blind, double amputee, and for whatever reason, he targeted the Wiesner family. And did he ever? Day in, day out, week in, week out, month in, month out, year in and year out, continual harassment. The Wiesner family locked the door every time they came home and were fearful of their teenage kids when they went outside. Wiesner did the unexpected. He'd had enough. So finally, he began calling Larry Trapp. And he left his own messages. And his messages, he said, there's another side to life, Trapp. There's love and forgiveness, not just hatred and bitterness. He left message after message until one day, Trapp answered the phone. Surprised, Wiesner, he offered to take him grocery shopping because he knew he was disabled. It disarmed Trapp, and that began to soften the bitterness. And slowly, they began to form a relationship. Finally, the Wiesners came over to Trapp's apartment and said, we're going to make a trade with you. We will trade our love to you if you trade to us your swastika ring, your Ku Klux Klan robe, your bitterness and hatred. And he did. Trapp's health began to fade, and the Wiesner family invited him in to live with them. And he did. He stayed there until he passed away. That's a gift of Christmas. This Christmas, instead of just the gift that we wrap up underneath the tree that we give to those whom we love, how about this Christmas we give a gift of forgiveness, a gift of kindness? How about we make a phone call of grace to someone who flat doesn't deserve it? What if? What if a group this size gave a gift like that? We would change Bend. We would change Central Oregon. We would fill it with grace. That's the Christmas message, one that will not be forgotten. Is it risky? Yeah, I would say so. But you won't be the first to try it. And if you need a little nudge, just travel back with me to that first Christmas in Bethlehem. And there was a gift of love, wrapped in forgiveness, in a manger of grace. Christmas. It is the best of times. Let's sit back and continue to enjoy our Christmas music, because it's our music about our Savior.